Thank you, Carla. She said she had a new one that she was going to share, and I hope you caught the doxology in there throughout. Well, good morning. That was pretty weak. I'm going to have to try that again. Good morning. That's better. It's so good to see all of you today, and good to see some faces back in worship with us. I know some of you were away or on vacation or weekend adventures, and so it's good to see some of you back. And I know we have a few more that are out, and I'm sure that, like normal, that'll happen throughout the summer. But we're glad that you're here today. We want to welcome you in worship, and we want to welcome those that may be tuning in and listening online later this week. And so a little bit later on, as we continue the series that I started last week on standing strong, today we're going to be asking the question, what hurts are you nursing today? And we're going to talk about that one. So let's begin our service and stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship this morning. Let us call to mind the works of the Lord. In times of trouble, we cry out to God. When our spirits are weary,
we reach to God's gracious arms.
Let us worship God with grateful hearts. Well, let's join together there if you want to sing out of the hymn book. It's hymn number 599. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing, "Lead On, O King Eternal." Three verses there.
Lead on, O King Eternal, the day of March has come. Henceforth, fields of conquest, thy tent shall be our home. Through days of preparation, thy grace has made us strong. And holiness shall whisper the sweet amen of peace. For not with swords loud clashing, nor roll of stirring drums, with deeds of love and mercy, thy heavenly kingdom comes. Lead on, O King Eternal. Gladness breaks like morning where'er thy face appears. The cross is dead o'er us, we journey in its light. The crown awaits the conquest. Lead on, O God of might.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. When life rumbles with thunder, flashes with lightning, and crashes with waves, there is peace in your midst, O God. May you soothe the struggles of our souls as you guide our worship and way, as you show us your way, truth, and life. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to 514 next, if you want to go with the hymn book. I need thee every hour. We're going to be singing the three verses there this morning.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptation. Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Enjoy your pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
Let's sing the refrain. Make it your prayer this morning. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. We do. We need Him every hour, don't we? Well, I'm going to invite our children to come down this morning, if they would make their way.
Sometimes I know, as siblings, you can fight and argue and everything like that. Because I remember doing that with my siblings. And that happens. But you know what Joseph's going to do? They lured him out someplace, took his coat, tore it up, and threw Joseph into a big pit. And when some people came along, they said, well, you can have Joseph, our brother, to be your slave. Now, who would do something like that? I know we can get mad at our brothers or sisters sometimes, but I would have never thought. I'll tell you what, I probably shouldn't tell this, but one of my older brothers, he threw a hammer at my other older brother. So, and guess what? It stuck in the door. Because I remember, I was probably about one of you guys about your age, and I said, what's that in the door there? What's that thing? And I heard the whole story about my brother's life. Yeah, they got mad at each other. But look what they did to Joseph. So guess what? These people took him away and took him far away to Egypt. And Joseph went through a very hard time. But he didn't get down. You know why? Somehow, and I don't know how he did it, because I would sure be mad, he forgave his brothers. And he wouldn't let bitterness get in his heart and hurt him. And sometimes when we don't forgive, it hurts us more than it does the person that we're not forgiving. And he wouldn't let that happen. So, guess what? God took care of Joseph, even in Egypt. And eventually, when Joseph got older, guess where he ended up? The Pharaoh is like the king, the ruler, the president, the overall leader of Egypt. Guess where Joseph was? Right under him. Second in command. God had elevated him to that position. And when Joseph met his brothers again, who came to Egypt to find grain during a famine, guess what Joseph did? He hugged them. He cried. And he said, you know what? What you meant for bad for me, evil for me, God turned it into something good. And I'm here today to help you to make sure you don't starve to death during the famine. And guess what? They all hugged each other and wept. And that's what that says right there. Joseph kissed all his brothers and wept, embracing them. After that, his brothers were finally able to talk to him. Because the first time they met Joseph and didn't know it was their brother, they were scared of him. Because he was the second in command under the Pharaoh. They were scared of him. Because they didn't know it until Joseph revealed himself and said, I am Joseph your brother. Wow. That's a crazy story, isn't it? But you know what the good thing about that story is? Joseph didn't let his anger, he was angry, his hurt, stop him from living his life and living for God, even in a foreign land, all by himself. And that's a good thing to remind us about. Sometimes it's just a good thing to say, yeah, just forget it. It's hard, though. It's hard, but God took care of Joseph. All right? Okay, you guys can head on downstairs this morning.
And as they are heading down, we are going to prepare and get a chance to share some of our joys and concerns before we go to prayer. And so if you have something you'd like to share, we're going to let you do that. So let's begin. Unspoken this morning. Okay, somebody else. Yes. Who was that again?
Ben.
Ben? Oh, then we got two Bens on here then. Okay.
And then Ben Maxson, who had both feet run over by a wagon, and one of them broke, and the other was in really bad shape.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. What is the last name of the family? What is it? I'm not hearing because all I can hear is the air conditioner. So, Spell it. I'm still not.
K-L-O-T.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Somebody else. Yes.
We got to celebrate, a bunch of moms got to celebrate Caitlin Mack got married yesterday. So.
That's a one. Yes. Great. Wonderful. Somebody else. Oh, wow. We got, okay.
Friend Brian Buter, we have him on the monthly. He's really dedicated to chemo treatments for his cancer now. They put a feeding tube in his stomach. He
can
barely even drink water. It's gotten so bad. So just thought.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll do an infusion of IV fluids.
Yeah, we put the feeding tube in so that he can.
Yeah, because that's a mass that helps a lot when they get that done to give them so they stay hydrated. Yeah. Multiple hands, yep. Okay. Somebody else? I saw a couple hands, yep. Okay. I remember Rusty. Somebody else? Yes. Yes, so she had shared that little Lainey, 16 months old, has brain cancer. And so that little one needs a miracle there. So, and we definitely want to lift up Lainey in our prayers. Somebody else? Yes. Okay. Unspoken there. Anyone else this morning? Yes. Ah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so we want to remember that she's traveling, safe trips, and for some of our other folks that may be traveling, and as we've been praying the last couple weeks. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? As for your prayers for Joni, real good friends of ours. Was like one of the best friends of Jody's mom and dad. She's real weak and she's in Kettering and Troy. They have to replace her mitral valve. But she is so weak that they're going to have to hold off for a couple weeks to be able to do it. I went and saw her Friday, or was it Thursday? Whichever day this week, I went and saw her. And she seemed to be doing better. She said she was eating. So that's good because she needs to get her strength. We appreciate your prayers for her. Jim Oates, I was in contact with him this week. Said he had that back surgery. He said he's in a lot of pain, which I'm like, oh, gosh. So appreciate your prayers for him. He's a pastor at St. Paul's in Sydney. Ben has a broken toe. I don't know if anybody saw Lisa's post on Facebook, but when both of those legs were swollen up and bruised, they thought the worst case scenario is both of them were broken. And here they came to find out when they x-rayed, scanned, that he only had a broken toe with one of them, but he's got to be careful. He's not allowed to be on his feet for several weeks. I'm not sure exactly what all is going on, bruised or sprained or something of that nature overall. And because when I first saw the pictures, I thought it looked like a horrible sprained ankle. But thankfully, it could have been far more serious, getting pinned between two wagons and his feet. And anybody else this morning before we go to prayer? All right. Well, there's several there. And if some of those names come to your mind and or something you need to talk to the Lord or lift up to the Lord there, you can do that while she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are grateful today that whatever weighs us down, whatever concerns us, that we can bring those concerns, those burdens, those hurts, whatever they may be, we can bring them to you. And we're grateful for your presence that is here today. And so we lift up the needs of those that have been mentioned today, those that need your touch, those that need your grace, those that need your strength, those that need your hand in their lives today. Lord, as we think about the ones that have been mentioned, we think of Jim this morning. We think of Lainey this morning, that little one that just needs a miracle of healing with that brain cancer, God. Lord, I pray for the family and mom and dad. God, I cannot even imagine the pain and the hurt and the suffering that's going on there for that little one. And I ask for your grace and strength there. Lord, we lift up Billy to you, God. We lift up Ben to you, Lord. We lift up Cheryl to you, God, who's going through these treatments and has been so sick with them, God. We just pray for strength and healing. Lord, we lift up Ben Maxson today. Thank you, Lord, for protecting him. It could have been far more serious, God, and we just ask for your healing touch and speedy recovery. We pray for Joni, God, today, that just needs your strength and healing so that she can go through that surgery and they can replace that valve, Lord. Lord, we pray for Ryan, Lord, who is going through the treatments also. We lift up Rusty to you today, Lord, for your touch there, God, and we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up the Qualsh family, with this loss of this loved one, Lord. God, we ask for your peace and your comfort and grace today that you administer as only you can do. Lord, we think about those, Lindsay traveling back down to Georgia and others that may be on vacation or traveling from our own community of faith, God, that you'll just give them all traveling mercies and be with them and protect them. And we're thankful for that. And Lord, we lift up the three unspoken needs today. Lord, that you would just extend your grace and your hand, that you would oversee and watch and guide and give wisdom, Lord, whatever the needs may be there, that you would take care of those as we commit those into your hands. And we're thankful today. Lord, we continue to pray for peace in the Middle East. We continue to pray for peace somehow, some way between Russia and Ukraine and all that's going on there. And we think about places around the world, Lord, and God, for our own nation, Lord. We continue to lift them up. And Lord, we ask for your grace in our nation right now. We need it so badly, Lord. And we're thankful for that, that you've given us this great nation with our freedoms. And we continue to pray that we will be a free nation. And Lord, we're grateful and thankful for that in so many different ways. And Lord, we ask that if there was those that came in today with needs that maybe they couldn't mention, or maybe they lifted up somebody else during the prayer time, Lord, we just join with them and ask that you would meet the need and that you would extend your grace and your hand in situations, Lord, today. And we're grateful. We're grateful today because of that. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of the service, Lord, when we, especially as we break the bread of your word and continue today talking about a subject sometimes that can be painful and not always easy, God. But Lord, we're thankful that you call us to be your followers and that we can stand strong in the midst of the different things we face in life. And so we're grateful and thankful as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us, and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much. As I share every week for your faithfulness, it's how that the ministry of the church and our local assembly here can continue, and we can reach out and be a blessing to others in our world and community. And so as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Thank you. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Gracious God, we bring these gifts as expressions of our devotion to you. Multiply them for your ongoing work in your church and world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We are going to be reading from Genesis chapter 45, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 15 this morning, and you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. Joseph could no longer control himself in front of all of his attendants, so he declared, "Everyone leave now." No one stayed with him when he revealed his identity to his brothers. He wept so loudly that the Egyptians and Pharaoh's household heard him. Joseph said to his brothers, "I'm Joseph. Is my father really still alive?" His brothers couldn't respond because they were terrified before him. Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they moved closer. He said, "I'm your brother, Joseph, the one you sold to Egypt. Now don't be upset and don't be angry with yourselves that you sold me here. Actually, God sent me before you to save lives. We've already had 2 years of famine in the land, and there are 5 years left without planting or harvesting. God sent me before you to make sure you'd survive and to rescue your lives in this amazing way. You didn't send me here. It was God who made me a father to Pharaoh, master of his entire household, and ruler of the whole land of Egypt. Hurry, go back to your father. Tell him that this is what your son Joseph says. God has made me master of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You may live in the land of Goshen, so you will be near me. Your children, your grandchildren, your flocks, your herds, and everyone with you. I will support you there. So you, your household, and everyone with you won't starve, since the famine was still to last 5 years. You and my brother Benjamin have seen with your own eyes that I'm speaking to you. Tell my father about my power in Egypt and about everything you've seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." He threw his arms around his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his shoulder. He kissed all of his brothers and wept, embracing them. And after that, his brothers were finally able to talk to him. This is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a distraught senior citizen phoned her doctor's office. "Is it true," she wanted to know, "that the medication you prescribed has to be taken for the rest of my life?" "Yes, I'm afraid so," the doctor told her. There was a moment of silence before the lady replied, "I'm wondering then, just how serious is my condition? Because the prescription that you gave me is marked no refills." It took a little bit. I think you got it. "Hey, I'm in my 50s and my prescriptions say no refills on them at times." That's usually when the doctor's office says, "Hey, you got to come back in." Not always, though. I want to talk to you this morning as we continue the series about facing our hurts. Facing our hurts. Last week, we considered standing strong when facing our giants. And we talked about the different giants that we face in life. This morning, I want us to consider standing strong when facing hurts. Most of us, I would say, probably all of us, at one time or another, have been hurt in life. And it's natural to feel the sting of that, to be angry or frustrated or whatever you want to say that can result from that. And maybe even in the process to deny it or to, no, I'm fine. No problems, you know, I'll be fine. Or try to bury the hurt and act like it's not there. Dwight D. Eisenhower once said this, "It's not the size of the dog in the fight that is as important as the size of the fight in the dog." Let me say that again. It's not the size of the dog in the fight that is as important as the size of the fight in the dog. And I share that with you this morning because here's what I want you to get out of that. We must refuse to allow our hurts to control our lives. Now, you might be saying, well, how in the world? That's easier than said than done. Well, yes, I realize that. And I understand that. I've had hurts and words spoken to me that I just let roll right off my back and went on in life. And I had hurts and words that were spoken over me that I didn't realize had bothered me for 15 years. And so let me go back to that question. How do we do that? Or how do I do that? Could it be so simple as by letting go or letting it roll off our back? Here's the important point to remember in all of this. There is life after being hurt if we're willing to do some things about it. The Joseph story tells us as much. Joseph discovers this after being sold into slavery by his brothers, accused of attacking Potiphar's wife, dwelling in prison for years, being lied to by the cupbearer and the baker. If anybody remembers that part of the story, you got to read the previous chapters in Genesis. And then eventually coming into power because he could interpret dreams of some of his prison mates, and the word got to the Pharaoh, who needed to have a dream interpreted. It can be hard to let go and move on. And maybe the question that I'm thinking this morning is, would Joseph have been able to interpret the dream and get to where God brought him to if he could not let go? By the way, that's not in my notes. I was just thinking about that when I was reading through what I already had. Because it can be hard to let go and move on. Nevertheless, Joseph chose to let go after encountering his brothers. Now, granted, if we would have read the few chapters before this one, he messed with them a little bit before he came to that point where he really understood why God had brought him there. How can we do that? How can we let go? First of all, by refusing to be broken by hurt. Listen, it's one thing to face hurts. That's life, isn't it? We face them all the time. we experience people that say something or do something or whatever it may be. But it's another thing to allow those hurts to take root and break us. And here's the thing that I see in this story as I read through it again this week. Joseph never succumbed to the hurt. Yes, he was frustrated. I'm sure he was angry at his brother, especially when they threw him in the pit. And everything that he faced and went through, being accused of doing something to Potiphar's wife that Joseph had nothing to do with it. And if you think about the story, Joseph had experienced one setback after another, and it started with his brother's jealousy over a piece of clothing. And they threw him in a pit and they destroyed his coat and sold him as a slave. Now, I've shared that, what, three times now, what he had experienced. Because I'll be honest, if anyone had the right to be bitter, it was Joseph. Yet he never let it come to that. He never abandoned hope. He never let bitterness take control over him. Even as he took one step forward, and then it seemed like he was taking two or three or four or five backwards. Joseph had experienced enough trouble to last a lifetime, but he never gave in to the hurt. Why? Because Joseph refused to let his hurt damage him or his family. Yes, he faced pain. He was hurt. And I'm sure there were a whole other host of feelings that were there that we're not fully told about. But he determined not to let it all dictate his life. Think about it. I refuse to let what my brother said or did to me make me bitter. I refuse to believe that I am of no value because of how they treated me. I refuse to be unhappy because someone I loved is gone. And in Joseph's case, it was his dad. That's one thing that comes out in the story. It's not easy to let go of those hurts. But once we do, as Joseph did, we will never allow anything or anyone to break our spirits again. Because we learn to just let it go. Refusing to be broken by it. Second thing then is, how about experiencing freedom or living in freedom? Technically, I think on your sermon outline it says living, doesn't it? Yeah, living in freedom or experiencing freedom. What are some things that we can draw from this story? And I think this is important, and we see it in places in the Joseph story, is because we could have read five chapters and it would have taken the whole sermon time and we'd have never got to the message. But here's one: don't let hurt steal our joy. Now, I picked joy, but maybe you could say, don't let hurt steal our peace. You know, or other things. Don't give in to the power, or don't give it, let me say it this way, don't give the hurt in our lives the power to control or consume us. Don't let it steal what God gave us, joy, peace, etc. And you know, and I'm not naive. I live in the real world. Significant hurts can be binding. But they cannot imprison us unless we allow them that power. So what's the second thing we can do with part of that freedom and wanting to enjoy some freedom in our lives? Is pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Gosh, I think I got that wrong too, didn't I? If you're on the sermon outline, you might have to fill in the right word there. Joseph did a lot of praying, especially if you go back and read the sections where he's in prison because of the accusations of Potiphar's wife. He did a lot of praying and he did a lot of reflecting during his time in prison. And the thing I see is, I think, and maybe this is what helped Joseph, and I think it'll help us too, is when we pray, we keep our spirits alive. We keep our spirits at a place where we can hear hope in the midst of what we're facing, or find ways to recover, or believe that we are going to recover and make it through on the other side of the hurts that we're facing. Phyllis Tickle, she teaches at one of the universities. I cannot remember where. I probably should have looked that up. I've read her books. She writes a lot on Christianity and history and different things. And she tells of a vacation she had with her two teenagers, Sam Jr., who was 16, and Rebecca, who was 13 at the time. One hot summer day, the two siblings were fighting. One evening, Rebecca tried to physically evict her brother from the best TV chair at the place they were staying at, and broke a crystal and the band of her brother's new watch. Isn't it funny how sometimes things escalate? She was too stunned to move, and Sam Jr., her brother, was furious. Phyllis said you could see the anger on his face. But she said this, suddenly, as she watched him, his rage receded and changed into a look of surprise. He looked at his mom and he looked at his sister and he said, "It's okay." And he told his mom, "I think I know where I can get it fixed tomorrow." Well, the next morning at breakfast, the daughter was still sleeping and Sam Jr. came down and she asked her son, "What happened in that moment? I could see the change on your face." "Nothing," he said. Listen to his response. "Nothing," I said. Listen to these words. "I was so hurt, I couldn't hate her enough. So I just had to let it go." And then he went on and said, "And it surprised me." Joseph did the same. I would guess it was painful for Joseph too. But he discovered a freedom that even surprised his brothers. Remember it said there at the very end, they were scared of him. They were afraid of him. Because they thought, and you know what? It might surprise us too when we let go when facing our hurts. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take a few moments and greet one another, and then we'll close out by singing our chorus, "Oh, the glory of your presence," this morning. this morning. Oh, the glory of your presence. We, your temple, give you reverence. So arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place. Oh, the glory of your presence. We, your temple, give you reverence. So arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth with God's unfailing love in our hearts. May the God of all creation, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless, favor, and guide us this week. Amen. Amen.